The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. I want to show you something. Can everyone see this? No, because it's small. It's very small. What I'm holding in my hand is a crucifix, which we would put on a chain and put around our necks. It is estimated that the real cross was 12 to 13 feet high and over 6 feet wide. And here we have reduced the cross of Jesus Christ to a piece of jewelry. Now, have we also reduced God from the master of the universe, the creator of everything, the one who sustains all things, to something we can hold in the palm of our hands? And that's our challenge as Christians, to say, what have I done to maybe bring God down to my level instead of worshiping the one true God and recognizing that I am called to follow him in word and deed each and every day? Or, as Jesus puts it in the gospel today, am I a disciple? Am I a disciple of the Lord? Now, a disciple is one who has truly given their life over to the Lord, who doesn't count the cost, who doesn't look for comfort and convenience, but is always looking for ways to proclaim the gospel, no matter how difficult it might be. So again, are we disciples, truly disciples, or are we kind of little by little living our own way, doing our own thing, doing our will as opposed to God's will? There was a pastor, a Lutheran pastor, called Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who wrote a very famous book called The Cost of Discipleship. This is a man who was executed by the Nazis, and he said, and many saints say this too, if we read the saints carefully, they're going to convict us of not being disciples, but he said, most Christians aren't really disciples. They're pew sitters. Yeah, they maybe go to church every week, but they're truly not convicted of their faith. They're not truly focused on living their faith as Christians. And that's a difficult thing to hear, because I think probably all of us like to think we're doing a decent job. And yet if we read the scriptures, if we read the lives of the saints, if we read the teachings of the church, or better still, if you want proof, if we look out in the world, we see the evil out in the world, that's going to say to us we're not truly living as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're living as people who call ourselves Christians, who may have his cross around our necks, but every moment is not spent focusing on the kingdom of God and how I can give of myself even though it may mean I'm going to be persecuted and killed. But that's the challenge. And of course, the perfect model of discipleship is Jesus himself. So even though the Book of Wisdom says we cannot know the mind of God, in Jesus Christ we do know the will of God. We know what we're supposed to be doing and how we're supposed to be doing it. So again, all the evil out in the world is not because Satan is doing it. Now, Satan enjoys it and is promoting the evil, but it's because there are many people, Christians, who are working in evil or doing what is evil, and many, many Christians who are not doing anything, allowing that evil to fill the world. But that's an indictment of us as Christians who come here every Sunday. And it's a good indictment, something we should take seriously, not to get upset about, not to defend ourselves, but rather to say, yes, I can always do better as a disciple of the Lord. I can always go further. And Jesus puts it very starkly. He says, unless we detach ourselves from everything, our possessions, our convenience, our comfort, unless we're willing to let go of everything so that every moment I am truly free to be a disciple, to proclaim the gospel, to go forth and live the gospel, then I better be careful about saying I'm a Christian in the world, because it's much too easy for people to point to us and say, well, you know, they say all these great things, but when push comes to shove, they go back to their comfortable homes and their comfortable lives or whatever it is that gives us comfort and convenience so that we don't have to put ourselves out there. But again, the true cross of Jesus Christ was an instrument of torture, of execution. It was meant to be ugly, an embarrassment. And those who were crucified were crucified naked to shame them, to shame people, so that other people wouldn't do those things. But it didn't stop Jesus. It didn't stop him from undergoing the crucifixion on the part of himself as God the Son and for us as the children of God. So again, we know what perfect discipleship is all about. It's about Jesus Christ, following him, doing the will of the Father, as did Jesus, and constantly challenging ourselves as individuals, but as a community of believers, to challenge one another. Are we truly disciples of the Lord, or are we kind of going through the outward motions of being people who say, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and my life is committed to him? But we're called, every single one of us is called to be a disciple. Every one of us has everything we need in terms of God's help to be a disciple. But when push comes to shove, it's up to you and me to say yes and to keep working at it. And until the day we die, we can become better disciples, more focused on the will of God, doing what God calls us to do, having the courage to pay the cost of discipleship so that not only we can know the goodness of God, the joy of God, but so that also we will put aside fear, we'll put aside whatever holds us back, whatever things we cling to, in order to go forth and let other people know about Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's why the church exists. That's what Jesus has commissioned us to do. Before he rose to the Father, he said, go out into the whole world and proclaim the gospel. That's what disciples do. They don't go, let's say, from church back home to a different way of living, but rather they go out renewed and recharged with the word of God and the body and blood of God so that they can do what disciples do. So I invite you and challenge you for this coming week as you go forth from this church to think about discipleship. Do you really think you are a disciple? If you think of Jesus, compare your life to his, what he says we're called to do and not do. How would you judge yourself? And then to concretely think, how can I increase my focus on God? How can I become a better disciple? How can I ask God for the gifts, which he will gladly give us, so that we can be a better disciple, and then act on the reality of what discipleship entails? And again, we have Jesus Christ who is the model. So what we want to become, because this is what began in baptisms, we are another Christ in the world. So yes, discipleship, the cost is very, very high. But if you think about it, the rewards are much, much, much more high. Heaven is the reward of good discipleship. So again, as you go forth this week, I encourage you, I challenge you to think about where you are in your journey. Could you truly call yourself a disciple? And if not, what do you need to do to become the disciple that every single one of us has been created to be, and what every one of us who has been baptized has been commissioned to become, a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, willing to pay the cost of discipleship so that we can truly do the will of God and one day share with God in his eternal glory in heaven.